have a listen to this. Oh, is it someone's birthday? I wonder whose birthday it is. Well, I think it's our next guest that is coming on right now. It is the 12th anniversary of Cam being behind the mic on The Band Next Door. I think it's really, really crazy that he's been doing this for so long. And I'm also very happy to say that he is joining us this Wednesday afternoon. Cam's been doing the show every Wednesday night for the last 12 years here on 2SER. And to celebrate this, we're talking to the man, the myth, the legend, Cam. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us, Cam.
Hey, Sean, how are you, man?
Cam, you won't believe it, but my headphones have fallen out of the janky headphone jack. Let me just put them in.
Oh, no. Blast those quarter-inch headphone jacks.
I know. I finally got them now, and I can hear you loud and clear. Cam, for people that don't know, what is The Band Next Door?
Well, that's a big question, Sean. How long do you have? But essentially,
good all night
The Band
for you.
Next Door is just a program which airs for 2 hours every week. It's just great Australian alternative, independent, underground music, you know. Just great tunes, stuff that's been put out recently, stuff that's, you know, maybe not as recent, but just things that's, you know, that's kind of like showcasing what's currently happening, not only in Sydney, but across, you know, the entire country, because there is so many pockets of music happening throughout, you know, the four corners of Australia. So why not get a chance to do what we can and, you know, look into those little brackets and kind of, you know, see where our head's at, where, you know, the Australian creativity head is at and what's currently kind of being churned out. You know, with people who actually have drive, power, and passion for music, because I'm not a musician. Apart from being a musician, I just love to know what's happening, and I just love listening to it. I am definitely a full-time fan of Australian music.
Cam, I could so picture you being a lead man of a band. But
oh, no, please don't. Please don't. No. No one needs to see that at all.
How did you get started in community radio?
I started through Macquarie University. I actually had no want or will to be a presenter. I thought I was going to be a sound engineer at the time.
Oh, wow.
And I joined through Macquarie because there was a program that had just started called Studio MQ, which was about, you know, the life and culture of Macquarie University. So I joined up through there, is wanting purely just to be like a panelist or a production person. But, you know, I got the bug, really.
Yeah, like everyone here. I think everyone gets the bug.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, everyone at 2SER, like, you know, they say that they don't want to be on the mic, but once you do it,
it's such a
fun time. You get such a kick out of it that you can't tear yourself away. Like, I wish that the program would go for 3 or 4 hours a night.
So do we. You know, we just could take over the whole station. I'm buzzing. We're buzzing. If you're listening right now, I'm speaking to Cam. He's the host of The Band Next Door. He's celebrating 12 years behind the mic today, which is a huge celebration for him. And his show will be happening at 8 p.m. today. Cam, are there any favorite moments of doing the show, maybe favorite interviews that you have done throughout the 12 years?
Yeah, there's been a lot. Back when I first was the host, because, of course, I didn't start the program. I just inherited it.
Yeah, who started it?
Reading people. When I was a wee young presenter, I got to have the Cosmic Psychos come in, which was a big deal for me at the time. It was just like, you know, they're royalty going back to, like, you know, the late 80s. So having them stand in the studio was just huge. but also, like, when Jess Locke came in a couple of years ago, Julia Y this year, having a chat with Folk Bitch Trio who came up from Melbourne. There's too many good times to count.
You do have so many good experiences.
You know, after a while, it just becomes a blur. So I need to rely on, like, photographic, evidence that actually, you know, things have actually happened.
AKA the 2SER website. Well, every time I finish drive on a Wednesday afternoon, I always kind of stick back and do some stuff on the computer. And I always see you come in at 8 p.m. every Sean, Wednesday afternoon. It's always a great time.
You have a very important job, Sean. And that's to get the lava lamp ready. Yeah.
That's true.
You can't do a program if there's no lava lamp.
And Cam, I can confirm it is cooking right now. The lava is flowing.
Oh, love it. Love it.
Just before we let you go, Cam, what's the best song that you have in rotation right now or that you might be playing tonight? Can you give us a bit of a taste tester of what's on the show tonight?
Yeah, okay. So we're looking back at essentially what has been happening for the past 6 months in Australian music. So not necessarily, again, Sydney stuff, but just stuff across from the entire, you know, continental drift of what is Australia. So we're looking at, we're hearing stuff from Tapeoff, from Skeleton, from Nina Jirachi, you know, some sounds from Sonda, the post-punk outfit from Newcastle, Heavyweights, Turtle Skull, just a huge,
so good.
You know, just a big mixed bag of what has been some of my favorites. You know, I'm very blatantly there. These will be like my favorite releases because I just want to hang out, have a good time, and to put a smile on your dial because that's a radio joke.
Cam, well said. And let's get into a song that you recommended for people right now. This one is called Stating the Obvious by Boyfriend Material. Why do you like them?
Because they're a young band. They're putting their heart and soul into what they do. And because, you know, they don't have any other reason to make music than because they want to. And that's the most important thing about the music you hear every night on The Band Next Door. It's people who just have this drive to make music, and that's why we love it.
Hell yeah. Well said. Happy birthday, Cam. And I'll
Thank
see
you
later on tonight.
All right, Sean. See you later, man.